The Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 1028. Come hither, ye by sin distressed, and hear the Saviour's faithful word. Soon ye shall enter into rest, and know that he's your conquering Lord. 1028.
Thank you. Read together from the most holy word of God, from Isaiah's prophecy. Firstly, from chapter 44, reading from verse 21 to the end, and then chapter 45. Firstly, chapter 44, verses 21 to the end, and then again in Isaiah 45, reading the whole of the chapter. Remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant, I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel, thou shalt not be forgotten of me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Sing, O ye heavens, for the Lord hath done it. Shout, ye lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, ye mountains, O forest and every tree therein. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and hath and glorified himself in Israel. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, and he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, and stretcheth forth the heavens alone, and that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrateth the tokens of liars, and maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge foolish, that confirmeth the word of his servant, and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that saith to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah, ye shall be built, and I will raise up the decayed places thereof, that saith to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up thy rivers, that saith of Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give thee the treasures of darkness, and the hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name, I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, hath created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, What makest thou? Or the work, He hath no hands. Woe unto him that saith unto his father, What begettest thou? Or to the woman, What hast thou brought forth? Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker, Ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I'll direct all his ways. He shall build my city, and he shall let go my captives. Not for price nor reward, saith the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord, the labour of Egypt, and the merchandise of Ethiopia, and of the Sabians, men of stature, shall come over unto thee, and they shall be thine. They shall come after thee. In chains they shall come over, and they shall fall down unto thee. They shall make supplication unto thee, saying, Surely God is in thee, and there is none else, there is no God. Verily, thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Saviour. They shall be ashamed and also confounded, all of them. They shall go to confusion together that are makers of idols. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, Seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image, and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye, bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God, and a Saviour, there is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return. That unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say, In the Lord I have righteousness and strength. Even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified and shall glory. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us the reading of his most holy word and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most kind, gracious, eternal, ever merciful Lord God, Ah, thou hast lengthened out our time here upon the earth to see the Sabbath evening and to gather once again in thy courts, this little corner of thy vineyard. Thou hast gathered us even. Ah, we may hear thy word. Ah, under the sound of the gospel. And we're still upon praying ground, and the door of mercy still stands open to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. Oh, may we be found amongst those poor, needy, hell-deserving sinners. But once again, come into thy courts, whither, sir, we would see Jesus. Ah, perhaps thou hast wrought upon the heart of one or another in the morning hour, and whereby it was at one time formality and dead rounds of empty service. And there's been, perhaps a going into the closet in the interval. Been that crying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And now perhaps for the first time they come as that beggar poor at mercy's door, lies such a wretch as I. Thou hast breathed upon their dry bones, and now, as thou hast broken the harder marble of their heart, taken out that heart of stone and given the heart of flesh, there are those new and living desires. Their ear is now being bored to the doorpost. And now they come to thy court, with that true hunger and thirst after thee and after thy righteousness. They come, with that desire, give me Christ or else I die. Realizing that they have a never dying soul, and eternity is before them. Their sins testify against them. And under the condemnation of the law, under that condemnation, it is eternal death. No, now there is that urgent cry, a cry of necessity that comes forth, not from feigned lips, from a burdened soul. Lord, save me or I perish. Save me or I perish. Oh, reveal thyself to me. Sanctify my soul on thy salvation. Lord, thou knowest. But oh, we do fast hasten on. Another Sabbath draws toward a close. Shall we see another day, let alone another Sabbath day? We know not when the bridegroom shall appear. But this we know, that there shall be that time when he will appear. Truly there is that time to be born and a time to die, and after death the judgment. Oh, does it not stir up in our hearts again and again? Oh, make me right and keep me right. Does it not stir up in our hearts? Oh, work might in our hearts that good thing. We might be truly found in that day, with that oil of grace, not only in our lamps, but in our vessels, that when the bridegroom shall appear, we may truly be invited into that marriage feast. How solemn were the tidings was it not unto those which were foolish? Truly, what a solemn moment it was when they found the doors were shut, never more to be opened. Oh, how stands the case, my soul, with thee? It concerns this poor one as we stand up in thy name. Ah, how solemn if we should be standing up in thy name and yet be found a castaway at last. O Lord, we often have to plead that plea, and it comes again and again. Make me right and keep me right. Hold thou me up and I shall be safe. And O Lord, we long for those fresh tokens of thy love and mercy. We long for those fresh tokens of thy grace and thy special favour towards us. O Lord, we seem at times to walk in darkness and have no light. And we wonder at times whether that work of grace has ever been begun. Lord. Even as we stand up in thy name, Lord, it is that urgent desire, very urgent indeed. Sad to my soul, it's that personal work. Sad to my soul and thy salvation. Oh, that thou wouldest once again say, I've called thee by thy name, thou art mine. They might even realise once again, even this night, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And it's by that everlasting love that thou hast drawn. But, O Lord, those times of darkness, times when we are brought to tremble again, we cannot always see our title clear to mansions in the sky. But Lord, revive thy work. Lord, is there one even also this night? Come with that language, revive thy work in the midst of our years. In the midst of our years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. But all longing once again to feel the dew upon their branch. Longing once again to know and feel the former and the latter rain in their season. And yeah, perhaps those things they walk in now, it feels about barrenness, all dried up, and it seems almost dead. Lord, breathe upon us. We can't keep our own souls alive. We're dependent upon the Spirit. Oh, breathe upon our dry bones. Breathe upon them again. We might once again, even this night, have that good hope through grace. A little hope once again raised up. That should ere time be no more. That we have that mansion prepared in heaven above. That thou truly hast wrought for us concerning our never dying souls and our need as a sinner. That work of righteousness, that one great sacrifice for sin. We might once again feel the application of that precious blood. Lord, we acknowledge. At times we feel, sin is all thee we can give. Sin mixed with all we do, our very best is stained and dyed. But Lord, to know my Jesus crucified, Lord, that fresh view. To know my Jesus crucified, by far excels all things beside. And oh, like Mary, when she was found at the empty tomb, oh, what caused her to weep there? Was it not because she could not find her Saviour? It seemed like all our hope was gone. Ah, but blessed be thy holy name. Ah, so it does not leave Mary there in her sorrow. What a mercy. Ah, thou didst draw near. Ah, and once again called her by her name. Mary. Ah, what a mercy. What a blessed favour. Mary. Oh, Lord, thou knowest one or another, and even oneself we are. Thou wast once again call us by our name. Ah, they might once again feel that reviving within, that refreshing, that renewing. We might go once again upon our way rejoicing. Ah, rejoicing in what? Oh, Christ revealed the hope of glory. Christ revealed the hope of glory. A risen Christ. One, that so conquered death and hell and gained the victory. Ah, there is our hope, is it not? Ah, we read concerning those in the Corinthians as the apostle wrote unto them that did not believe in the resurrection. They are of all men most miserable. But oh, was it not so with Mary that day just for a moment? Ah, fears and unbelief had risen up. But oh, when she saw thee, when she heard thy voice, was it not like that one we read of in the Song of Solomon? Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? Perhaps it's been that upon the night in the upon the bed in the night season, perhaps even in the interval. Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? That inquiry again, even this evening, of the watchman. Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? These are urgent inquiries, are they not? As it was with Mary. Ah, causes weeping, does it not? Causes one to be sorrowful. Ah, they mourn over an absent God they cannot see. Ah, thou hast hidden thyself from them just for a moment. Lord, ah, does it not stir up in us that greater urgency? It puts in our heart, does it not, more earnest desires? Saw ye him? Ah, there was no waiting around with that one, was there not? That one arose and went about the city and the streets of the city. But oh, what a mercy. There was an obtaining. Ah, then I found him whom my soul loveth. Like dear Mary, ah, Christ revealed to her again. Manifest, ah, unto that poor sinner. And all our hope once again are satisfied concerning her never dying soul, an eternity. Oh, once again, no doubt there was a joy and rejoicing. Lord, if it could please even this night, such a one, send them upon their way rejoicing. Once again, having laid hold upon thee by living faith. Lord, the work is thine, the power is thine. We are but the instrument in thy hand, Lord, to grant them this one all needed help and that which to speak. But Lord, remember each and every one. Lord, once again we pray for the young. Lord, we saw one another, even those very young babes in arms this morning. And there are those that are growing up and those that are going on into life. Oh, may they, whilst young in years, be brought into that tender fear of the Lord. Put it in their hearts, Lord, we plead. May they know what it is to call upon thee in their times of trouble. And also to know their need as a sinner. And to find that thou art a precious Saviour. Lord, do remember them, we plead, in the pathway of life. Undertake for them, go before them. May they prove there is a shepherd that goeth before his sheep. Lord, even the lambs, that shepherd that leadeth forth even the lambs, leadeth them forth by that right way. Oh, may they be kept from their own ways. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And thou knowest, if we're left to ourselves, that is what we follow, that way which seemeth right unto ourselves. It suits our carnal hearts and desires. But Lord, do keep us each, but Lord, we plead for the young, keep them from themselves. Keep them from themselves. May they be found amongst those that truly wait upon thee. Go before them in all that they seek for. And as they go on into life, as they seek to be joined one to another, or they may prove that thou hast gone before them, may they seek it of thee. Lord, we can look back, and not some of us, we look back to that time. And what a mercy when we trust now we've proved as our life has gone on. What a mercy when thou dost provide even those suitable partners in life. And O Lord, may it please thee then, that even in the all things, even in their minutest circumstances, but in all things, whether it is those great things, those things that concern their whatever aspect of their pathway of life, to seek first the kingdom of God, but to seek thy face, to seek that thou wouldst lead them and guide them, and make a way for them. Lord, do remember parents once again and all that concerns them, with all the anxieties of the way, and all the cares and concerns, and all the difficulties. Perhaps it's in providence. May they prove that the gold and silver are thine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. Oh, have not some of us proved it so? Lord, as thou didst command even the ravens to feed thy prophet, thy servant there, and it was so. Have we not proved some of us that even the world, when thou hast put it into their hearts to do for thy people, thou hast moved them so to do for their good and their comfort and for their help here below. This poor sinner, we proved it so, we acknowledge it, that it was of thee, that thou didst put it into their hearts, that desire to help, that desire to do for us, as it was enabled them so to do, as it was in their ability and within their means. Lord, we would acknowledge it was thee. And so, Lord, may they also prove that thou art a God of providence and a God of grace. Lord, do undertake for them then every step of the way. Lord, do remember those in the midst of life. We pleaded this morning, we pleaded again now. Those cares, trials of the way. Lord, we may have those things in the days to come if spared, and Lord, we often tremble. At times it seems mountain after mountain, trial after trial, difficulty after difficulty. We prove the word, man is born unto trouble, as the sparks fly upward. We prove, do we not, the truth of thy word, through much tribulation ye shall enter the kingdom. But have we not proved, and shall ever prove, thy gracious promise? For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. O Lord, thou knowest how unbelief rises up. Lord, it is with this poor one. When troubles come and trials and things difficult, hard to be understood, unbelief rises up, and we even doubt We even doubt thy power. We even doubt thine ability. Lord, we come like this. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Lord, we're full of unbelief at times. We're so weak and timid in the way. But, O Lord, as we try to speak unto the young, even this afternoon, may we be enabled like David of old. Yes, he did so even in his young years when he went forth to meet Goliath, that great Philistine. Oh, did he not there have to prove, for he had proved thee in time past, that that one was able to deliver him and do for him more than he could ask or even think. But did he not have to prove it again and again, even down to old age? But he proved it even down to his end, did he not? And all that wonderful little psalm, Psalm 23. That pathway of life. Was it not there a testifying that thou hadst not left him nor forsaken him, but all would bring him down even to that very into his very end, and he will prove there, lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Lord, may we each be given a little faith. Strengthen our faith. Lord, we plead. Increase our hope. And Lord, may it please, we may prove that thou hast gone before and thou art truly able to do for us those things, yes, yea, even those impossible things. Lord, as we quoted, I believe, even this morning, may we prove, as the apostle proved, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Yes, we may find at times we're pressed beyond measure, even despairing even of life. But did not the apostle prove, my grace is sufficient for thee, my strength is made perfect in weakness. So, Lord, may we each prove, Lord, thou knowest the path of each one and that which may be before them. Whatever their age, whether it is young, in the midst of life, or in the even time of life, that which is before them, that there is help laid upon one that is mighty. There is that one to whom we can go. Let us therefore... Oh, what a glorious, gracious encouragement to a poor sinner. Oh, there is that one that has a feeling for us in all our infirmities. Was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Those times of need. Grace to help in time of need. Lord, we look to thee. Undertake then and manage all by the way unto the end. Lord, do remember each one we plead then. Remember once again those that are sick. We would not forget them, we'll bear them before thee. Lord, those afflictions that thou hast brought upon the body, perhaps upon the mind. Lord, those afflictions may be of circumstance, but all may they prove, these are amongst those thoughts which are beyond our thoughts. Yes, they're beyond our thoughts, but I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Lord, do remember such we plead. Sanctify the path and sweeten the pain. Ah, make their bed for them. Lord, any with a particular trial, Lord, remember them also. Ah, Lord, we would then plead for each and every one. We would not there forget those that feel age and infirmity. They feel the mud-walled cottage shake. Heart and flesh begin to fail. Oh, if it could please thee, may they prove the God of Jeshurun, who rideth on the heaven in thy help, and his excellency on the skies, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Oh, that they may feel those everlasting arms underneath them, when they feel their weariness of body, they feel wearied with the journey, and perhaps they brought him to that place they long for thee to appear. The grasshopper becomes a burden. Lord, thou knowest it. Lord, may it please thee, may they prove that their last days may yet be their best days. And may they prove, ere they come down to the swellings of Jordan, oh, may we each prove it. Ah, those everlasting arms, that one last great battle, that one last great mountain. But oh, didst thou not swallow up death in victory? Ah, death has taken away the sting of death. Oh, what a mercy. Lord, we were then, seeing that thou wouldst remember such. Ah, grant them those fresh tokens for good. And may they from time to time, yes, feel that dew upon their branch. Yes, even that fruit found. Oh, that they may yet rejoice in thee from time to time, that there might be their new song put in the mouth. Oh, that song of praise. But Lord, do remember us now as we would turn to thy word. Oh, favour us even this night with thy presence. For truly, what is the house of God to me, unless the master there I see? May there be a losing sight of this poor man. We may truly see none other and hear none other but Jesus only. Oh, may it be that which by the power of the Spirit is sealed upon the heart, that, oh, it truly might be even this day, ere we leave thy courts, that wrought in the poor sinner's heart, that whereby they have to testify, oh, yes, else ere the very stones would cry out and against them, to tell out to sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found, and point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. Lord, remember us now, then we plead, we fall into thy hands. Pardon and forgive then our many sins. We would thank thee for all thy mercies. Lord, may we not let any of thy mercies lie forgotten in unthankfulness, and with our praises die. We acknowledge that it is thus far, we raise an Ebenezer to thy praise. We've lacked nothing, and we thank thee for it. But Lord, help us now. We turn to thy word. Bless us together. Pardon and forgive then all we've asked amiss, and where we failed in our asking, do be pleased to make up in giving. We plead for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 710. No wisdom of man can spy out his heart. The Lord only can show his hidden part. Nor yet are men willing to have the truth told. The sight is too killing for pride to behold. 710.
Seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we turn to, as enabled, to Isaiah chapter 44. Seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we turn to verse 22. Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 22. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. What a precious verse that is to a poor sinner. As we try to speak this morning concerning, Zacchaeus, we brought into it the chapter before where it speaks of those two went up to the temple to pray. The great difference between that which is by grace wrought in the heart. When there is that, even the worst of sinners, when they're brought to that place, they're worm Jacobs laid low. They see nothing in themselves but sin and imperfections and And also him we had just now, truly knowing the language of Berridge there, I'm all over as any fiend black. Well, this morning, I turned to him this morning before we even came here, and that has another hymn of Berridge. And I felt the language of it there, perhaps it's a language of a poor sinner, that the Lord has taken you in hand. There is that living desire now wrought in the heart. And is that hymn 671 and the language there, how shall I come to thee? O God, who holy art and cannot evil see, but with a loathing heart I am defiled throughout by sin, and by my very birth unclean. And you know, we referred, do we not, to that chapter in Ezekiel, chapter 16. That one that's brought, yes, even to such a place, they feel their defilement. And they know it. It is a truth. It's no more just what you may hear this one or that one say concerning sin. But you know it, and you feel it within. And it now burdens you. And you testify it was even as this, soon as my heart could beat, it drank in various woe, pride, lust and self-deceit, through all its channels flow, a captive born, a child of earth, it knows and craves no higher birth. Do you know it, poor sinner? Does it? Perhaps since this morning you feel it so. You realize now that which you are born in sin, shaping iniquity, and who can know it? And you know now and feel that which courses through your veins, that which will and shall end in eternal death, that place where the worm dieth not and the flame is not quenched. But some of us, from that day to this very day, there is still that old man of sin which causes us to groan. And we still feel that which rises up and bubbles up within us. And so you'll prove all the days of your life, and I will prove all the days of my life, that which is of the old man of sin, and you'll feel now that warfare. That which wars against the new man of grace, the old man of sin. And you'll then know of this From this polluted spring all filthy waters rise. From this diseased thing I date my maladies. My heart, a most degenerate root, produces only cankered fruit. But all this dear old berridge closes at him. And what can wash me clean but Jesus' precious blood? This only purgeth sin and bringeth nigh to God. Lord, perhaps as a poor sinner's plea, Lord, wash my sores. Wash my sores and heal them too, and all my leprosy subdue. And now are those new and living desires. You see now in Christ a beauty that you should desire him. Whereas one time, yes, was it not so with each one of us, those that have been brought, even as we stand up in the Lord's name, we can testify that at that time when we saw no beauty in Christ. We neither desired him nor want him to reign over us. But with our heart of flesh, new and living desires, there is that change wrought. There is this longing for that washing in the precious blood of Christ, longing to be made nigh, to be drawn nigh, and to be, for the Lord to speak peace and pardon in your soul. But as the berridge closed at him, thy heavenly image draw upon my panting heart, and well engrave thy law. And what a mercy when he takes a poor sinner in hand. It will no more be those laws written in tables of stone and the thunderings of Mount Sinai. But the Lord, the blessed Spirit, will inscribe those things, write them upon the fleshy tables of your heart. Write them upon the fleshy tables of your heart. And there will be that desire to walk in his ways, to be led of him, to be taught of him, and to be brought into that sweet liberty of the gospel. That will be your desire and longing. Yes, some have to wait a long time. Some, like it was with the thief upon the cross, it was just a moment of time in his last hours. But there was he not, he was brought to cry. There was a difference between those two there. One, he railed upon God, and I don't think that ever changed in him. Save thyself and us. He wanted to go back on in that way from which, yes, perhaps he was apprehended the law and brought under the law guilt. He wanted to go back to those things. But that one, yes, he testified. We indeed justly suffer for our sins, those deeds which they have done. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And there was his plea, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. What a mercy if that should be your plea. Just a few words. Remember me. Lord, remember me. Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And the Lord granted him that which he requested. The Lord didn't leave him. The Lord satisfied his never-dying soul and his hunger and thirst, brought into that sweet knowledge of Christ being his hope, his salvation. That hymn also, another hymn came to my mind before we came this evening. Yes. And this word, then, as we tried to take it, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions and as a cloud thy sins, return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. And yet, perhaps you may say, and the old adversary says, but look at you. You're such a rebellious one. Such an unruly one. But as I arrived here and I went into the vestry, before I got out of the car, actually, these words also came to my mind, for the rebellious also. For the rebellious also. May that be an encouragement to some poor sinners there, harassed by the adversary, and perhaps come again this night, and they're sitting in the pew with the devil, their right hand to resist them. But for the rebellious also. For the rebellious also. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Not those that have no need of repentance. Not that one, as we read of this morning, that he, thank God, is not like other men. But all this hymn, the language of John Newton, Christ has blessings to impart, grace to save thee from thy fears. Oh, the love that fills his heart, sinner, wipe away thy tears. Why art thou afraid to come? Why afraid to tell thy case? Yes, the old adversary may say, as I said just now, but such a rebellious one as you, a rebellious, wretched sinner, a hell-deserving sinner. But all those black but comely ones, those fiends as black as hell, the rebellious also. Why art thou afraid to come? Why afraid to tell thy case? He will not pronounce thy doom. Smiles are seated on his face. Though his majesty be great, yet his mercy is no less. Though he thy transgressions hate, Jesus feels for thy distress. The rebellious also. Those that come with that weeping, they're led, are they not? With those weepings. Those weepings. They cry and groan on account of their sin. And they feel that thirst. They feel that thirsting after Christ. The world cannot satisfy them anymore. Dead rounds of empty service won't satisfy them anymore. Their self-righteousness, they feel it won't do them any good. It leaves them barren and parched. But they long for Christ. Well, those words in chapter 41 of Isaiah. When the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Not forsake them. And now we're brought to know that river of mercy, that river of his grace. And you'll know a little then of what Ezekiel witnessed when he saw in a vision that river. And that's what you long for you feel your sins. It wants more than just a little sprinkling. Your sins, all those sins, all those black sins, those hell-deserving sins, those putrefying sores want more than just a little sprinkling. But when poor sinner is led to view that river, and as Ezekiel is led to view that river, it's of mercy indeed. That we read there's not just waters to the ankle, not just waters to the calves or to the loins, the water to swim in, waters that cannot be passed over, waters of his grace, that river of mercy that flows forth between the throne of God and the Lamb. But when the poor and the needy seek water and there is none, when you are brought to that place where you see there's no hope in yourself, no hope in self I find, and yet have sought it well, the native treasure of my mind, are you proving that, poor sinner? The native treasure of my mind is sin and death and hell. But ah, when their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. And some of us, we had to prove there was much stripping had to be done to us when that work of grace was begun. There's still that a measure of self-righteousness, the strength of our own arms. But ah, the Lord dealt with us, brought us even low, very low. But it's a mercy if he does so. The Lord brings you low, but he'll raise up. He'll raise up that one that's brought to fill there upon the dunghill. That one that's brought to fill truly there are wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. He'll raise him up as a son or a daughter by blessed adoption, an heir of God, a joint heir with Christ. And so they'll prove then, when the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I'll make the wilderness a pool of water and dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and the shittar tree, and the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. But all those blessings of the gospel. I know when the Lord brought me, and I trust and verily believe it was so, that the times are, we wonder. We don't always walk upon the mountaintop in the light. But yes, I trust it was that time when truly the Lord wrought for me, whereby it was rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys and the wilderness. Found in that waste, howling wilderness, in that lonely place. Heard and hear, we'll hear your cry. And as it was this poor sinner, brought into that place where it was the word of God. Meat and drink indeed. Oh, there was a time when it was all condemnation, and oh, how I cried and groaned, feeling my need, until that time of love, that time of love will come. Blessed be his holy name, that time of love will come. When thou shalt clearly see, not only that he shed his blood, but each shall say for me. Is that what you long for? To be able to say, he died for me. He shed his own heart's blood for me. All my sins were laid upon that spotless lamb. That one was made sin for his people, and I was named among them. Call thee by thy name, thou art mine. And like as we said concerning Zacchaeus, he was called by name. The Lord knew where he was. The Lord knew even the thief upon the cross. He knew poor Mary and all her need. He knows your poor need, your need also, poor sinner. And he will in due time bring you to the truth of that word. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Call thee by thy name, thou art mine. And when the Lord so favoured me, I believe that word, that verse, which had been my longing for a long time, the Lord brought me into the sweetness of it. The sweetness of it. Ah, I have redeemed thee. Redeem thee from the hand of the enemy. Redeem thee, save thee from the wrath to come. Oh, wash thee in my precious blood. Wash away all thy sin and thy guilt. Ah, these things are precious, are they not? But oh, there's also one word that, yes, I turned to it a little earlier. Oh, yes, in that first chapter in Isaiah, whereby we read, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Though they be red, though they be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Ah, that blessing then of the Lord which maketh rich and he addeth no sorrow to it, but he takes away that sorrow of a poor sinner, bowed down under that distress. Ah, as we said this morning, I believe it was. But ah, yes, it'll become the greatest of your burdens. You'll lose sight of all the burdens of this life for a moment. For that will become uppermost in your thoughts. With this burden I begin. Lord, remove this load of sin. Remove this load of sin. Ah, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. But as the time goes on, I feel there's also a portion that I wonder whether to speak from, if I can find it. Ah, that one, may it please the Lord so to do. But we read, do it not, in Psalm 103. Ah, is not that song of praise? And perhaps you've heard it read many, many times, and all the poor sinner trembles, for he can't take such language upon his lips. Oh, may the Lord so favour you and bring you into that time when he reveals himself to you, as I trust it was in me. I felt I couldn't sing some things I may have said before, some hymns I felt I couldn't sing anymore. But I longed to be brought into the sweetness of it. I long to be brought into that liberty of the gospel. I long to be like Lazarus, whereby the Lord said, loose him, loose her, and let them go. But unto this one, loose him and let him go. The Lord did bring to that time when it was loose him. And then, what a mercy then, if you can come, even the psalmist in Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, but all who forgiveth all thine iniquities. All thine iniquities. What a mercy that one, with a great mountain of sin, a great burden of his iniquities. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? When we read concerning that work that Christ wrought in the Garden of Gethsemane, it was not an incomplete work. It was a complete work. He came to do his Father's will, and so he did. We read, do we not, when he entered into those sufferings. Such were they when it began, and he was made that one that was sin for his people. And he began to bear the wrath of God that was due for those sins of all his people, those whom he hath loved, those whom he hath named. It caused him to cry out, did it not? Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But what do we read? Nevertheless, not my will but thine be done. And he drank that bitter cup, that bitter cup of the wrath of God, he drank it quite up. A perfect work, a fully satisfied law. Ah, the wrath of God that was due for your sins and mine, those whom he hath loved from all eternity, he bore the punishment for them. And ah, we cannot comprehend, ah, that punishment. But all, when we think upon it, it was for all, to all eternity, that punishment was due, that was due for our sins, that would have been laid upon us, was for all eternity. Not just for a moment, but for all eternity. But he bore that punishment. The wrath of God. It was meted out upon him. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my fellow. And ah, the sword was thrust, ah, that sword of divine justice was thrust into his own heart. The eternal Son, that one that was raised up from all eternity. Ah, that in the fullness of time it was so, taken upon himself a body and nature like unto our own, yet without sin. And in the fullness of time it was so, as the prophets foretold, that one that stooped down to wretchedness and dust, the guilty worms might rise. I know I've referred to it before, but it's what a mercy it is. The condescension of the blessed Saviour, God the Son, and did the holy and the just, the sovereign of the sky, stoop down to wretchedness and dust, that guilty worms might rise. Yes, the Redeemer left his throne, his radiant throne on high, surprising mercy, love unknown, to suffer, bleed and die. And ah, those, as we said, those sufferings, which were so intense that angels have no perfect sense, but ah, he drank their bitter cup up. And when he was hung upon the accursed tree, ah, what darkness came over all the earth. When, ah, he cried out, did he not, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Ah, that punishment, that forsaking, ah, had it not been so, we would have been forsaken of this one to all eternity. But ah, there the dear Lord and Saviour, in that dark, and what a dark place it must have been for him. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Tasted death and hell for his people, the just suffering for the unjust, dying that we might live. But all with his dying breath he cried out, it is finished. Poor sinner, poor needy, hell-deserving sinner, that great sum that testifies against you, if you are bound up in this this work of grace, if it has called you by thy name, if it has wrought in your heart that living desire, give me Christ or else I die. All thy sins, all those sins, though black, the blackest and the foulest of sins, redeemeth, forgiveth all thine iniquities and healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, but all forgiveth all thine iniquities. A perfect salvation, for it's a perfect righteousness, that which you'll never attain to, poor sinner. Yes, perhaps you're still striving for it, but you'll never attain to it. But ah, it was a perfect righteousness, a perfect satisfying of the law. And ah, that which a poor sinner needs all the days of his life, that fountain that was opened in that day. I have need of it. I have need of it every moment of the day. Ah, and what a mercy. As a dying thief rejoiced to see it, I trust I've been brought to rejoice to see it. May you be brought to rejoice to see it. Ah, and when the Lord so favoured me in my soul, that hymn, the last hymn in our hymn book, was so sweetly blessed in my soul, when I ventured before the church, I had to quote it. It was the language of my soul. I felt I could say amen to it all. What sacred fountain yonder springs up from the throne of God, and all new covenant blessings brings, 'tis Jesus' precious blood. What mighty sum paid all my debt, their personal work, Joseph Arndt, what a mercy, what a favour it was to him. My debt, your debt, if you're a poor, needy sinner, what mighty sum paid all my debt. When I a bondman stood, and has my soul at freedom set, 'tis Jesus' precious blood. What stream is that which sweeps away my sins just like a flood, nor lets one guilty blemish stay? Ah, that robe of his righteousness, ah, we need it on when we come to the judgment seat, that neither a spot nor the shadow of a spot upon our soul we found. And it'll be that robe of Christ's righteousness, not yours. Ah, that Pharisee, that self-righteous Pharisee in that day, unless it was that wrought in his heart. Ah, what iniquity would have been seen there. He would have been all foul. Ah, yes, he may have said here below, I thank God that I'm not like other men, and not like as this one. But oh, in that day, ah, solemn tidings too, to that one, unless, as I said, that change wrought in him. But oh, that poor one that smote upon his breast the precious blood of Christ, that robe of Christ's righteousness, that though he couldn't lift his eyes up here below, ah, in that day, ah, it truly will be, tis he instead of me is seen, when I approach to God. What stream is that which sweeps away my sins just like a flood, nor lets one guilty blemish stay, 'tis Jesus' precious blood. What voice is that which speaks for me in heaven's high court for good, and from the curse has set me free, 'tis Jesus' precious blood. What theme, oh, what a mercy then if it should be our theme, your theme, my theme. We have no other theme. We'll have no other theme. There's no other way of salvation. It's through what Christ hath wrought, through that perfect work, the satisfied law and his shed blood. And so it'll be Christ and Christ alone. What theme, my soul, shall best employ thy heart before thy God, and make all heaven to ring with joy, 'tis Jesus' precious blood. Ah, and ah, if there's a, all may yet be, it so came to my mind even this afternoon. Ah, and may it please the Lord to work upon one another. Ah, yes, in Zion, even in our day, that whereby as these things are made known to them, a little hope is raised up in their heart concerning their need as a sinner and eternity. These words, and we must close, the time has gone. But all, as we read at the end of, toward the end of Psalm 67, ah, that one, I will go into thy house with burnt offerings, I will pay thee my vows, which my lips have uttered and my mouth has spoken. When I was in trouble, I will offer unto thee burnt sacrifices of fatlings, with the incense of rams, I will offer bullocks with goats, Selah. But all these words here, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. Ah, may the Lord yet, work mighty in the heart of one and another, that all when they're brought into that sweet liberty of the gospel, yes, it may not be that full liberty that they desire, but oh, a little has been shown to them, and that good hope through grace wrought in them, whereby the tongue is set loose, and the very dumb shall have to speak. It was so with this one. Couldn't speak before, until the Lord, so opened my heart, brought me even into that sweet place whereby I verily had to testify of those things, just a few things. But you may feel in your heart, but they're but just a few things. But they're great things, are they not? They're great things. Oh, poor unworthy sinners, these blessings of the Lord, they're great things. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I'll declare what he hath done for my soul. I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily, God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Those groanings, yes, those groanings, those cries and those sighs on account of your need. But the voice, I heard thy voice. So he said, that one, he couldn't lift himself up. One, he had many words to speak, but they enter not into the ears of the Lord God of Sabaoth. But that one that smote upon his breast, that came forth from a burdened soul, not from feigned lips. The Lord answered, he went down to his house justified, do we not read? He went down to his house justified. And verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £685, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Hadley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Dr. Sadler next Lord's Day, who also hopes to address the Sunday School. And there will be a church meeting on Monday the 31st of October, and the collections today are for the FGA. Let us close with hymn 988. Happiness, thou lovely name, where's thy seat, oh tell me where? Learning, pleasure, wealth and fame, all cry out, it is not here. 988.
dear Lord, to be pleased to bless that which is of thee. Oh, by the blessed Spirit, take those truths. We feel at times poorly delivered, but oh, take them, Lord, we plead. And by thy almighty power, those blessed truths, unto some poor sinner, seal them upon their heart, indelibly inscribe them there. Ah, Lord, bring them yet even to that time, where they shall be able to praise thee. Lord, we plead for it. Ah, cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast heard and seen amiss. And do be pleased to take us now to our homes in peace and safety. Our Lord, remember us in the pathway of life. Oh, may we ever prove, there is one to whom we can go. That one who never slumbereth nor sleepeth, and his ears are ever open unto their cries. Oh, may it please thee then, remember us each, every step of the way, and do bring us each, we plead, to our desired haven. Lord, can we not say, some of us we can say, we have no continuing city here, but we seek that which is to come. Oh, bring us each, Lord, to that desired haven at the appointed time. And so, Lord, remember us each, we plead. We fall into thy hands, into thy kind care and keeping. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.